I used to work for a man in a plant that was an absolute perfectionist. He wouldn't accept anything less than perfection when he was trying to solve issues. You know, this ended up costing him his job at the time, which affected so many aspects of his life. Ann Wilson Schaaf says, perfection is self-abuse of the highest order. Now, I would tend to agree with her on that assessment. Welcome to the Fire Forge Leader Podcast. Before we get started with this episode, let me take a moment to introduce myself. My name is Steve Baumgartner, your host, and my mission here today, and the mission of this podcast as a whole, is to serve you through providing knowledge and tools around leadership strategies on three primary battlefronts. Those battlefronts simply are in the workplace, out in your community, and most importantly, with the family. Now let's get to work.
Leaders are not born in a womb. They are forged through heat, pressure, and a whole lot of sweat. The Fire Forge Leader Podcast serves the audience through exploring leadership at work, in the community, and with the family, using a practical perspective and real-life experiences from the host, Steve Baumgartner, and his guests in the Forge. Now, it's time to enter the Forge with the Fire Forged Leader.
Before we get into it, let me tell you a couple ways you can help out the show. First, let's make sure to give the show a rating. 5 stars, if you please. And while you're there, why don't you write a review to let other people know why you listen to the Fire Forge Leader Podcast. And last, but certainly not least, smash that subscribe button so you don't miss out on a single episode. You know, I use this quote, perfection is self-abuse of the highest order. I did that for a purpose. You know, this quote really points out her deep understanding of the harmful effects that unrealistic standards can have on the mental health and well-being of a person. So let's talk about that a little bit. So the stress from unreal expectations, it can increase anxiety. It can increase procrastination and avoidance of issues. It can decrease a person's creativity and innovation. It can lead to burnout. It can impair relationships. It can lower one's self-esteem. And it can diminish a person's accomplishments and their satisfaction with those accomplishments. You know, in the story I mentioned earlier, can you see how each one of these things could have happened with the man that I was talking about? Now, putting that into context for a second, this plant was a total dumpster fire at the time. It was in need of a complete overhaul, to be honest. But as leaders, there's many times we need to look at what can we do for quick wins and then also work on effectively addressing long-term solutions. We have to do that simultaneously. And for this man, those two things never coincided. He would obsess over one thing in the plant while the entire rest of the world, the entire plant around him, was going up in flames. He would overspend trying to get things at 100% and focus on one thing at a time and not meet deadlines. And he wouldn't meet his budgets. He also would not accept any ideas from myself or anyone else around him because they simply were not meeting his standard of perfection. Ultimately, he and everyone else, including me, around him, sacrificed a lot. They sacrificed their families, their free times, their hobbies, their satisfaction, all for his perfection. Now let's look at that situation a little bit against that list that I gave you just a little bit ago. Increased anxiety and stress. This man walked around with a red face all day. I am sure that his blood pressure was very, very high. But it was also high for me. I was drinking a lot. I didn't get to see my family. I went home angry. I got up early. I was still angry. As far as procrastination and avoidance, at a certain point in time, this entire team started to accept that it was just part of it, right? That we would have to work towards perfection or not do anything at all. So a lot of people started to procrastinate. They accepted the status quo. They avoided bringing up any sort of ideas that would push us forward. And he did that as well. The entire team was decreased on creativity and innovation. And I talked about that just a second ago. But people didn't want to bring up ideas anymore because his were the only ones that mattered. We also talked about the burnout. Everybody was getting burnout. We lost a lot of people back then because they would work towards perfection and perfection never came. And it hurt relationships. It hurt relationships within people in the team, with subordinates, with the superiors, with his family, with my family, with everybody's family who worked around him. It lowered everybody's self-esteem, especially him. Can you imagine going to tell your wife that you had been dismissed from a job because you couldn't compromise, that you couldn't take steps forward because you were too much of a perfectionist? And of course, when you can't stack wins because perfection is unattainable, how do you ever stack accomplishments and satisfaction? You actually take them away because you look at the negatives rather than the positives of what's been accomplished. So there's a lot of things within that, right? So another example that just recently I ran into was I needed a digital job created. And I'm not going to go into the specifics of this job, but let me tell you, the person that did the job did an amazing job on the product that they built. It was absolutely wonderful, but it wasn't usable. It was too large. It was too big of a change. It couldn't be digested, and it absolutely was not what I wanted. I voiced my concern on this as the customer, and I worked with that individual to try and get them to understand the product that I really wanted, to condense and modify the product. And in this example, even though I was the customer, this person insisted that this was the only way this product could be delivered. I tried with this person and spent way too much time. And finally, because they were so rigid and so stuck on the solution, I ended up cutting my ties and that person never got paid. And I ended up doing it myself to a scale that actually worked. Now, in this case, that person wasted a ton of my time, but they also wasted a ton of their time. And I will never contact him again to do another job for me because I refuse to deal with this again in my life. Now, I hope you never find yourself at this level of perfectionism, this level where nothing's ever good enough, or what you have created is so perfect that it can't be changed. But if you do, I have a couple of suggestions. I have some challenges for you. First is changing your mindset to look for progress over perfection. Now, we hear that term all the time, progress over perfection. And I'm going to simplify it here for a little bit. Not everything is a life or death issue. Not everything is going to cause a plane to crash. Not everything is going to be whether we pull the plug on grandma or not. Now, if it is, by all means, keep your mind stuck in perfection. But if not, let's look for some progress. And with that mentality, we need to set some realistic goals. 5% is better than 100%. All right? And here's the reason why. If we can challenge ourselves to get 5% better and meet that goal, it builds morale. When we build morale, we can adjust the goal again. We can go to 10%. We can go to 20%. We can go to 30%, all the way to 100%. But I guarantee you, if you go out there searching for perfection and wanting it by tomorrow, you're going to fail. And you're going to fail hard. Set some realistic goals. They're going to be incremental, but you're going to get there. You can't jump from Los Angeles to New York City. But you can drive city to city to get there. And then I want you to simply tie yourself to the goal or to whatever the issue is that you need to resolve. Do not, and I repeat, do not tie yourself to a single solution. When we connect ourselves to a goal or overcoming an issue, it opens up our minds to realize that there's different ways to resolve it, to reach the goal. There's many, many, many different ways. And what that does is it allows space for us to think of new ideas. It allows space for other people to step in to help us solve those issues. Now, people, perfectionism is not worth it it's hard not only on ourselves, but it's hard on all the people around us, whether it's coworkers, whether it's in a community organization, whether it's in our families, it doesn't matter. It's hard on everyone around us, and it gives us an ample amount of stress for ourselves. So give yourself and everyone else around you a break. It's not worth it. Stop trying to be perfect. So remember, these perfectionistic tendencies that we have, they apply everywhere. So put it in context. You're going to have the same results if they show up in your household. But I will tell you that in your household, they're going to affect you for a lot longer than in the workforce. So leaders, you have come here to listen to this message once again. But listening is not enough. What are you going to apply this week, this month, this year, and today? Remember, when you become a better leader, you become a better spouse, a better parent, a better coworker, and ultimately that person that other people want to follow.
You have just experienced the heat and pressure of the forge. Remember, words without action are meaningless. Now, after the heat of the forge, shape your thoughts, quench your brain, then put your new tools to use, adding to your leadership. Tune in next week for more lessons from the forge.